Luca is new to my class, and I thought he was going to be really mean. But I talked to him, and now we're friends.
You can't get to know someone just by looking at them. You need to talk to them, too. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're listening today. I've got a great story and some scripture to help you grow closer to God. You know, when you meet someone for the very first time, it only takes about 2 seconds to get a first impression. But do you think it's fair to decide how to think about a person that quickly? I mean, you don't know them at all yet. God has known you and every other person since the day He made each of us, and He loves every person a lot. You should get to know other people too. Look past how they look or dress and learn what God loves about them. Take His example from 1 Samuel 16:7. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And now for our story, it's called Beyond What You See. Luca's grandfather patted the tire of the four-wheeler he had purchased. "I saw the ad for this quad online, and I got a good deal on it," he said with a smile. Luca wasn't so sure. The fenders were dented and the seat had a tear in it. The rack behind the seat was bent and a headlight was cracked. "It doesn't look very good," he said. "Why didn't you buy a new quad, Grandpa?" "Well, this was much less expensive than a new one, and the engine is in excellent running condition. It also gives us something to work on together. It just needs a little body work, that's all. We'll get it all fixed up, you'll see." Luca wasn't convinced. "It looks awfully banged up to me," he said as he began to polish a black helmet that had come with the four-wheeler. "You've got to learn to see beyond outward appearances," said Grandpa. "Put on that helmet and hop on. I'll give you a ride." Luca slid on behind his grandfather. After a drive through the field across the road, Luca was impressed with the quiet, steady hum of the dented-up quad. "This runs really well," he said. "Just goes to show you that you should never judge things by appearance alone, and that includes people," said Grandpa. "I didn't like the looks of this quad myself when I first saw it, but when I heard it run, it was music to my ears." He grinned. "Know any people like that?" "Well, Lee, I guess," Luca replied. "He's new in my class, and when I first saw him, I thought he'd be mean. But we started talking, and now we're friends." "We need to see people like God does," said Grandpa. "He doesn't judge us just on the way we look. He sees way beyond that. He sees what's in our hearts and what we can become, just like we see what this beat-up quad can become. Jesus can make anyone a new person, and He wants us to treat everyone in a way that shows them His love, no matter how rough around the edges they may seem." "You're right, Grandpa," Luca said. "You're always right." Grandpa laughed. "You go inside now and tell that to your grandma." So how about you? Do you judge people by the way they look? That may be how the world sees people, but not God. He looks at our hearts. You can't see inside hearts like He does, but you can look past a person's outward appearance and see how much they're loved by Jesus. Treat everyone in a way that shows them His love, and who knows, you might even end up with a new friend. Our key verse once again.
1 Samuel 16:7. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
And our key thought today, look beyond looks. If your mom and dad are looking for a new devotional book for your family, tell them about the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. I think they'll like it because it has awesome Bible teaching every day, and I think you'll like it because it has fun stuff just for you too. To check it out, they can go to keysforkids.org and click shop to find the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions book. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.